Hi, this is Casey Stratton, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my new album, Divide. When I began the process of putting Divide together, of writing the songs, I think part of putting a record together for me is to simply throw myself into songwriting and see what kind of ideas come up, see where my expression is living in that time period. I sometimes don't know on the surface what I really want to say until I start actually writing a few songs and putting some lyrics on paper, and then I start to kind of get an idea of where I'm going, what it is I want to say, and what parts of my life I need to express. It can be a very subconscious thing. Sometimes I'll write a lyric and I will think it's nonsense or random, and then I'll listen to it a month later or a week later, and I'll think to myself, oh, that's what I was saying. I was going here with that. I had no idea. What I found interesting when I started writing the songs on Divide was that some of the songs, a handful of them, were my usual fare of relationships gone wrong or the intricacies of sustaining a relationship. I also, though, began to write songs that were about the situation in the world more, with what was happening. It was hard not to be affected by that. Living in America with 9/11 and with the Iraq situation, with the Iraq war, during Standing at the Edge, that war began. And I remember being in the studio and taking our lunch break and all of us sitting in front of MSNBC while we kind of took it all in, what was happening. In fact, when I think about the wasteland, you know, a lot of that is inspired by the thought of destruction. Where is the need in human nature to destroy, and why do human beings feel the need to destroy and destruct? That became a major thread for me in my thinking. The concept of divide, and why I called the album that. There, obviously, division exists on so many levels, but when you look at the destruction in the world and the destruction inside of ourselves, the destruction in our everyday lives, most of that comes from division. When you break up with someone, you're dividing from them. That can be very painful. If you quit your job and go into a financial hardship or lose your job, that's a division. There's a division in the United States between half of the country and the other half of the country that cannot agree on what the issues are, cannot agree morally, cannot agree politically. Why is there that division there? Why is that? There's so much division in our lives, and it's the division that tends to cause the most heartache and the most destruction. And I think the instinct to take, the instinct to destruct and destroy other people's property, it comes even from our earliest moments in life. Children all the time, you want somebody else's toy and you can't have it, so you bite them. Or you want to play with a particular toy and the other kid won't let you, so you break the toy so no one can play with it. And in some ways, I mean, as ridiculous as that may sound for an analogy, that's what's happening in the world. When any country goes into another country and says, we're at war with each other because we can't get along, we're going to start killing each other and destroy everything in sight. Really, that is the same thread. What is different there? Why is that any different from, you know, me taking somebody's Lincoln log house and stomping on it because I'm mad that they won't let me put the chimney on the roof? I mean, it's the same thing. Obviously, it's much more destructive when we're adults. Adults can do so much damage to things. And I think, you know, in the last few years, I was getting older in my life. I was in my late 20s versus my late teens and early 20s when my career really began. And as much as I still wanted to write about relationships and the intricacies of being with somebody else, I also needed to comment on what I was starting to feel on a daily basis. It was harder for me as I got older to just tune out the world and pretend that it didn't affect me. I think when we're young, sometimes we want to put our rose-colored glasses on and walk straight down the middle of the road and think that everything's going to be okay as long as we don't look to the left or the right and keep our heads straight forward. A lot of people will criticize me and have criticized me in the last decade I've been recording that I concentrate too much on the negative, that there's so much sadness and despair and sorrow in my music. But I, you know, I've said this a million times, when I'm happy, I'm going to go to the beach or you know, hang out with friends. I'm not going to sit around and write songs because I'm so happy. For me as an artist, what I need to express is the difficulty of life. That's how I get it out of my system. That's my outlet for that, so that I don't have to become consumed by that in real life. And I think in turn, a lot of people use music as that form of therapy. I always have. I love to put in music that's depressing and sad and just wallow in that and get it out of my system. It's important to face the things in your life that hurt you. You cannot hide them under a rock and think that eventually that they're not going to blow up into something bigger than the land that you were living on in the first place. That's what's going to happen if you don't face what's happening to you. And I think in turn, with me facing my own particular issues, I can turn that into a positive thing, even though it might not seem that way on the outside, by giving that to others to interpolate into their own lives. And then there is a healing that can come from that. But you cannot heal a wound if it never bled. You can't just say, oh, you know, well, it's fine. It's fine. I'm never going to hurt. I'm healed. You can't heal without some work involved. You can't heal unless you put the bandage on. But you're not going to put the bandage on something if you don't know what's there. You're not going to look at your hand and go, I think I cut my hand, but I'm not sure where. I'll just bandage the whole thing. No. You have to find where is that wound? What is that? And why am I feeling this? Confront that, and that is obviously the first step toward getting past something.
I was far too lost to discover, six of one but none of the other. I slid myself toward the fire, but I never burned. I could see what happened before, I could see them closing the door. 4 years I let all the water fill up my lungs. Sound of your blood cascading down to my flood. I slid myself into what would be my revenge. Underneath the memories.
With Divide, I wrote 52 songs, and what I do is I tend to make these albums just for myself, really. I'll write 12 songs and go, okay, here's 12 songs, it's an album. And I make a title for it and everything. And then I start writing more songs, and then I'll have 24. So then there's a second set of 12, and that's the second album, and then the third and the fourth. Divide was the combination of four complete albums, quote-unquote, and one EP that I had written over a space of time. I then had to go back through all of that work and decide what would make the final album. You know, and I go through and I find my favorites. Sometimes they don't work together, so then you have to make some interesting choices, because the album does need to have variety, and it needs to go somewhere, and it needs to have an arc, and, you know, the story of it has to come together. But it's like I'm taking pieces of a puzzle and putting them all together to make a complete album. I'm never necessarily thinking, this is the album, and this is what I'm going to say with it, and this is where I'm going, and I'm walking out, you know, walking out into this experience knowing exactly what I want. I very rarely know what I want. I just write songs and see what happens. But the sequencing of Divide was very important to me, because if I had taken the same 12 songs and put them in a different order, it didn't work at all. I had tried it in different combinations, and the combination of songs that I eventually chose, just it worked for me with my own aesthetic or my own sense of what is good enough for me with my own standards. I really felt that the songs went together very well, but it had to be in that particular arrangement, and it does have the side A, side B feeling to it, which I enjoy and appreciate in any work. I always like to hear about how albums are put together and why people make the decisions that they make. I think it's very interesting as an artist to be in that position when you're changing from the songwriter into the artist that's putting the record together. When I go from the songwriter back to Casey the singer and here's my new album and blah blah blah, it's a very interesting transition. When I write songs, I'm just writing songs. I have no idea where I'm going, what I'm saying. I don't necessarily have a plan in place. I just go and see what happens, and then all of a sudden I just know it's time, it's ready to be an album.